Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:16 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So I'm listening to the sports talk radio yesterday, and I'm hearing blame being placed at the feet of Eric DaCosta, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, Ronnie Stanley, Roquan Smith, Marlon Humphrey, Nate Wiggins, Kyle Hamilton. That's what Eric DaCosta did. And I brought all those guys up because before you tell me about the injuries of this year, they were on the team last year. And the team didn't get out of the divisional round. Versus a team on the other side that didn't have all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The team that lost that they lost to didn't have all of that. That's Eric DaCosta's job, Ed. Mm-hmm. So, no, this is not at the hands of, this is not Eric DaCosta's responsibility. That's what he gave you. Do something with that.
100%. It's so funny because obviously I was out last night, as you know, with the golf outing. All people were talking about the Ravens. And they all wanted to talk about it. And people kept asking, for whatever reason, this came up, DaCosta specifically. Yeah. How much blame does he bear for this? I said, none. Like, the guy, he drafted two All-Pros in the same draft. I mean, that's one of the things he's done. He got us Derrick Henry. What are you talking about?
Kyle Van Noy.
Right, he got Kyle Van Noy, Derrick Henry, you got Kyle Hamilton and Lindebaum in the same draft. I mean, what are you talking about?
I thought what Mike did was fair in talking about some of the swings and misses in the second round, but as a whole, complaining about him or killing him, it feels like you have an agenda.
But some of those second round misses weren't his.
I know.
You know what I mean? So you're right, but some of them weren't his. And overall, Jeremy, tell me, other than the Eagles, who won the Super Bowl, who has a roster that even compares to this one?
Nobody.
I'm not even saying who's better.
That's it.
Yeah. Other than the Eagles, who compares to this roster?
That's you saying who has it better than the Ravens?
Nobody.
Thank you.
Nobody.
Is that what that? Oh, now I get it. You know what? I just now figured it out because of the draft.
Yeah. I don't get the. It's like we reach so bad to find someone to blame that, you know, who's next?
Yeah.
DaCosta's next.
It always has to be someone. It's a scapegoat, and it's like, who can we attack next? If it's not his fault, it's got to be theirs. Because we need answers of who's to blame, and then sometimes it's just bad luck. And, again, you got to say that with the injuries, unless you find out they're working out differently and somebody changed something. But I don't think that's the case. You've had so many injuries in such a short period of time. We've talked about teams that have lost 20 players in a season. I don't know that we've had teams that lost this many Pro Bowlers, all pros,
pros.
It's been absurd. But still, even with all that being said, the Ravens are 1-4 on the verge of going 1-5.
Mm-hmm.
They're still favored to win this division.
Thinking about it, I looked at it yesterday after you told me that, they probably will. I believe that. It's just I'm looking at their schedule compared to the Steelers schedule, the Bengals forget.
Well,
it's like they can win the division they can win the 10-7, 9-8, whatever, and that's within reach.
And, that's because of DaCosta and what he's put together.
Yeah. And you said maybe it's bad luck. Okay. Maybe it's bad luck now. But the people I gave you were on this roster last year. Let me give you 2023. Lamar Jackson, Gus Edwards, Patrick Ricard, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, Ronnie Stanley, Tyler Linderbaum, Kevin Zeitler, Matabike. Was healthy. Roquan Smith. We had Patrick Queen back then. Kyle Hamilton. Marlon Humphrey. What was the problem then? In the AFC Championship game at home.
Yeah.
What was the problem then? Was that bad luck? That bad luck?
I thought you were arguing with me for a second.
No, I'm not. I'll give you bad luck this year. I'll give you that. Absolutely.
That's the only thing I'm saying is that, but, like, I think this year has more to do with injuries than anything else.
But these guys were together for a couple of years and haven't won yet. So to point the finger at Eric DaCosta to me is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
It's are you kidding me?
I mean,
there aren't better rosters. The guy goes out and gets you what you need mid-season in the past. Where you from, homie?
Yeah.
You know, in the middle of the season, he comes in.
See,
and he has a pick six in his first game.
You know, we talk about this all the time. Like, would you trade this quarterback for that quarterback? I don't know that the Ravens would trade their GM for anybody else, and I'd be willing to bet you that there's probably three or four other teams that really love theirs. But he's in that conversation for the best GM in football.
Yeah, he is.
And we're talking about what? That he should be fired?
In the conversation. He was called the best GM by his peers.
Yeah. I mean, I think he is.
I know. I'm just saying. Like, yeah.
Even if you're not, the conversation is not fire him, is casting blame, that's a bad conversation.
Like, it's funny. I can hear people saying, what are you talking about playoffs for the Ravens yesterday, you moron? And then you find out that they're favored to win a division. And I heard somebody use the quote, depth is a great thing until you need to use it.
Yeah.
Then it just means that, here we go. Now that depth is gone, and this is what you have.
Yeah.
So if they can't get
those guys
quick,
are great as number twos. Mm-hmm. They're not great as number ones. They're great to come on the field to give the other guy some rest.
It's like a fourth outfielder where you talk about he's left-handed and you only want him to see right-handed pitchers, yeah. Right? No, give him the day off here.
Situational. Perry Hall, Steve. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So since the 1970 merger, there's only been four teams that started 1-4 that made the playoffs. Just four. And to you guys, it's a great topic talking about DaCosta, because I got to tell you, if there's anybody that's blaming Eric DaCosta for any of this, it's a joke.
It is.
But a bad joke. This Rams game really becomes huge because at 1-5,
well,
they're probably done. At that point.
See, I don't think they are done at that point. And also, like, to understand what you're talking about, the merger, you also have to go back and look at when they expanded the playoffs. Adding one more team in makes the world of difference when you think about it.
Hey, Steve, do you have a stat on 1-5 teams making the playoffs?
I don't.
Okay. Just curious if you did. Thanks a lot. And Jeremy, what you said is very important, because since 1970, how many different playoff formats have we gone through?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's only fair to say, you know, if there's a 1-4 team since this playoff system that we're in right now.
In this playoff system, and also in four team divisions.
Yeah.
Because I think that makes a lot of difference, too. We've talked about bad teams getting in because they won a bad division, right? The Seahawks got in at 7-9, or 7-8-1, whatever it was that year. And they get to host a home playoff game, which means there was a team that had double-digit wins that didn't make the playoffs.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So I guess unanimously, I'm sorry to bore you, but no one thinks Eric DaCosta deserves any blame whatsoever for any of this.
And I'm sure he would take some of the blame for this, too. And what's
because
going
he's
on.
A character.
Yeah. It's like the guy that says, my bad, I'm going to take care of it. You put it on your shoulders. Mm-hmm. But this isn't his cross to bear. Like, he put the talent out there. He's giving you talent. We kept saying at the beginning of the year, what changed from the beginning of the year to now where they had the best roster in football, and now we're going to go, oh, yeah, DaCosta's at fault. He got you the best roster in football. What happened? Injuries, poor play, whatever you want to call it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.